'Twas the Day Before Christmas on the Totally Patriot Show. Daron Harmon's on Pat's Chat, offering things you should know. Patrick Chung is on Tilted, ready to share, in hopes that his laughter soon fills the air. Gerard Mayo is nestled, ready to look at visions of stunting on Totally Playbook. And you in your jersey, and you in your cap, settle your brains for a Totally Patriots first snap.
Totally Patriots starts now. Woo!
Totally Patriots. Totally Patriots.
Welcome to Totally Patriots, everybody. I'm obviously so excited. Merry Christmas, Romeo!
Oh, but for me?
Yes!
Thank you. I couldn't wait
till tomorrow. I was so excited.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Do you have mine?
I got you something, too. Yes. Merry Christmas to you, too. Merry Christmas Eve.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Been waiting for this.
No, it does lots of magical things. Just
I bet it does.
I forgot. All right, listen. Merry Christmas Eve. Welcome into it. Let's get into the show right now. It's time for Audible with Daron Harmon.
Really?
Man.
No present?
Hi, I'm Daron Harmon, safety for the New England Patriots. And a fun fact about me is when I go back home, I'm the church organist. Well, growing up, it was my mom, my dad, my two sisters, and we actually had my two cousins who are siblings stay with us too. So as you can see, five kids being in the house, it was a noisy house. Well, during Christmas, we always had a big Christmas dinner at my house, and my favorite dessert was definitely the pretzel salad. Pretzel salad is literally three layers of greatness. On the top, you have strawberry jello with strawberries in it. Then on the middle, you have whipped cream. And then at the bottom, it is, I think it's like roasted pretzels. So it's like a stack of just deliciousness that my mother makes so great. No, we don't really fight over the pretzel salad. The funny thing is we all kind of like different desserts. So that's the good thing about being a family of such a big amount of family members, because there's so many different desserts. So I get to have my dessert, they get to have theirs.
Fellas, it's Christmas time. Are we excited?
Yes.
Yes. I know somebody that's super pumped up that it's Christmas. Help me welcome Daron Harmon, everybody. Woo! Yeah, there he is.
Do I get to sit here?
Yes, take a seat.
No.
Front row center. Show off that jumpsuit you got there.
What is your favorite junk food?
Ooh. See, I'm a man of many likings of junk food, but I have to say probably sour worms. I love sour worms. Ooh, I'll probably get some right after I can leave here.
What is your favorite holiday movie?
That's a good one. I would probably have to say Home Alone.
Just
taking it all the way back to the childhood, you know. I always wanted to get left home alone, but somehow
it just never happens.
So,
did you buy or are you planning on buying Coach Belichick a Christmas gift?
Solid question.
Well, you just put me on record just asking me, so I feel obligated now, because if he sees this and I say no, then I might not play, right? But I don't know. I think if I get him a win on Christmas Eve versus the Jets, if we help get him a win, I think that'll be the Christmas present that he wants the most.
Well, that or a sweatshirt with the sleeves cut off.
Yeah, maybe that or another one.
What are some of your favorite holiday traditions?
Well, when I was younger, my grandfather, he used to have a Christmas party as well, and we would go over there, and he will let us open one gift on Christmas Eve. And that's something that I carried on with my family. My son, he gets to open one gift Christmas Eve, and then in the morning he'll get to open the rest.
What is your favorite holiday food?
Ooh, I would probably have to say my mom makes this honey glazed ham that is just amazing. Like, every time I eat it and every time I get around, I just
want to... You're just, like, making this face.
It's just so good. I love it. It's the best thing that ever happened. Yeah, it's a piece of heaven.
You know, it sounds delicious. All right, guys, give it up for Daron Harmon, everybody.
Coming up on Totally Patriots.
I love this place.
Find out where Patrick Chung is hanging out on Tilted. And later in the show, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
All right, let's go with the challenge.
Yes.
Watch as Daron Harmon gets a holiday surprise in Totally Challenge.
Are we supposed to eat all of this?
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, count us in. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
How do you get from Patriots linebacker Barkevious Mingo to Jets defensive end Leonard Williams? Williams played at USC with offensive coordinator Kennedy Polamalu, who is the uncle of former Steelers safety Troy Polamalu. Polamalu voiced a character in Moana starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who was recruited to Miami by Ed Orgeron. Orgeron was the defensive line coach for LSU head coach Les Miles, who coached Patriots linebacker Barkevious Mingo. And that's your 6 degrees.
Guys, I love Christmas so much. My family's from a little place called Pennsylvania, so when I drive all the way from Boston to see them, such a large group together can get a little crazy, although it is my favorite Christmas tradition for us to all be together. The only thing crazier than my family is Tilted. Let's see what Patrick Chung's got. Here we go.
Favorite place to go? The playground, man.
I love this place.
I would say the monkey bars. It's a lot more fun than swings. I don't know, you're just swinging. You know, monkey bars, you can do, you know, a bunch of different stuff. You can hang by your hands, hang by your legs. It's fun. I always got what I wanted for Christmas. You know, just my family and, you know, have fun. I got some presents, so that was good. The hardest I've ever laughed. We were at an amusement park, and it was a ride that spun really fast, and you couldn't move fast or talk fast. So my nephew's next to me, and I turn like this because they can't move fast, and I'm like, "You're drooling!" Just cracked up laughing. That was definitely the funniest moment, 100%. Favorite thing my mom cooks for me is oxtail and rice and peas. Oh man. So you get oxtail, green onions, you mince it up, garlic, seasoned salt, pepper, browning. You know, mix it up and then you saute both sides and then let it simmer in water. Cook slow. Jamaican food, hands down. Most interesting class, Russian mafia.
What?
Very interesting. Learn the government and, you know, how the government works and, you know, a lot of crazy things.
Watch this. Man, I'm just taking a break here, relaxing, chilling, conserving my energy. Kind of reminds me of today's How They Do That with Professor Fritz. That's what it's all about. What is it? What does it mean? I have no idea. Going to learn right now, though. Professor Fritz.
Oh,
welcome back to How They Do That. You know, we got a lot of ground to cover when it comes to momentum. And to help us out, we're going to use this. It's called the Newton's Cradle. Now, this is a lot of fun to play with, but it's also a great representation of this week's topic, the conservation of momentum. Conservation of momentum is really simple. Remember that momentum equation we talked about a few weeks ago? Mass times velocity equals momentum. Well, conservation of momentum means that in a collision, the momentum of the system is conserved. So our equation is actually mass 1 times velocity 1 equals mass 2 times velocity 2. To simplify, when an object has momentum and hits another object, object 1 loses momentum while object 2 gains it. But overall, object 1 has the same momentum as object 2. Pool is a perfect example of this concept. When you shoot, the cue ball hits the object ball. The cue ball stops, but the object ball continues, hopefully, into the pocket. Like when Ryan Allen punts, the momentum of his foot transfers to the ball, which then moves down the field. Or when McCourty hits Chris Conley, his momentum is transferred with contact, which pushes Conley to the ground and the ball into the air. Conservation of momentum is important because it can help predict movement after a collision. It could be the difference between making and breaking a tackle and can also prevent injuries on the field. I'm Professor Fritz, and keep your momentum moving.
Still to come on Totally Patriots. Listen in as Daron Harmon puts the secret in Secret Santa in Totally Challenge.
I never tell this story to anybody, so.
Ooh.
And what do you do when you can't always blitz?
You have to beat these guys with quickness and explosiveness on the front.
Find out what stunting is and how it works in Totally Playbook.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Let's bring it in, guys. Getting totally fit doesn't always have to be on your own. You can recruit your family and friends. Have a family game day. Or grab your friends and you can start a game. It's a great way to mix up your week with activity. And it's fun. Go and try it.
Hey, there he is, Santa, the big guy. I know him. Got a lot of work to do today. That is one busy dude. Let me tell you something. That is a challenge to get to all the homes in one day. It's nothing compared to what we got ready for Daron Harmon right now in today's Totally Challenge.
It's time now for Totally Challenge. Here's your host, Ashley.
All right, guys. It's time for Truth or Challenge Christmas edition. Yes. This is going to be exciting. Here we go.
Daron Harmon, may the odds be ever in your favor.
Truth or challenge?
I started off with a challenge.
Oh, I like it.
Eat a holiday Jell-O mold.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
That's whatever this is.
Oh.
Oh, guys, you have two.
What is? Oh, this is from me and Lim. Come on, buddy.
Oh, there we go.
So what is in this?
Come on up. Come
so,
on.
So yeah, come on. It's my guy. So what is this again?
Jell-O mold.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, not too big.
Not too bad.
Yummy?
Not
yummy?
Too bad.
Not too bad.
Not too bad, but it's not great. I'm going to have one more bite just because you're getting one. And I think that's enough. Mm-hmm. Nothing more?
That's enough. That's enough. Good job. There we go.
Thank you for that challenge with me.
Give him a round of applause, guys. Mm.
Truth or challenge?
Yeah. Let's go with the truth.
All right. What is your funniest Christmas or holiday movie?
I say this. It was around Christmas. And in the basement, all my cousins are there. I never tell this story to anybody. So
ooh.
I like you guys, so I'm going to tell you this
Major
story. It's
key
a funny
alert.
Story. So we're in the basement. We're playing around. And for some reason, we had a fold-up couch that folded into a bed. And for some reason, we thought it was funny to fold each other up and put it each other in the couch.
Oh, no.
So I was doing the folding and putting them in and pulling them out. So long story short, I finally get in there. They can't get me out.
Oh, no.
So they're pulling at it. They're pulling at it. Then they go get my dad. Eventually, my dad comes down there. He's like, where is he? And it's this lump, he said, in the couch. And he just starts laughing. He pulls me out. And I'm like, probably like 9. I'm almost crying in tears. I think I'm about to die.
I thought I was going down in that couch.
Yeah, I thought that was my last
was
moment.
It.
I thought I was going to die in the couch.
This dude just died in a futon.
Yeah, it wasn't going to be a good memory. But that's a funny Christmas story.
That is a good one. That is a good one. All right, here we go. Last one.
Truth or challenge.
All right, let's go with the challenge.
Eat mincemeat pie.
Ooh. Guys, can I have multiple guys up for that?
There's a few over here.
I'm going to have about four guys up for that. If you got to catch it, you got to come up. Come on. Let me get that back.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. All you're
right,
in, too.
There you go. Come on. Oh,
don't forget
you go.
Don't forget yourself.
All right, we need one
That's
more.
All right.
You ready, guys?
Maybe give a little Merry Are Christmas and then take those things down.
Are we supposed to eat all of this together? Huh? All right, you ready? How about a Merry Christmas on three? 1, 2, 3.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, guys, it's crunchy.
Oh. Not too bad. All right.
I think we have to end this on a Christmas carol. Anyone want to start one?
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yes, give it up for Daron Harmon, everybody.
Man, the holidays is all about good food, family, and presents. Hope everybody's ready to get and give a lot of presents tomorrow. One of the best gifts we've been able to give all season long is knowledge. It's learning all about football, and it continues now with Gerard Mayo. We're going to learn all about stunting in today's Totally Playbook.
It's your boy Gerard Mayo. We're back again, and today we're going to talk about stunting. And when I say stunting, I'm not talking about wearing flashy jewelry. I'm talking about defensive movement. All right, so you know you have 5 offensive linemen, and you can't always pressure or blitz. So what do you have to do? You have to beat these guys with quickness and explosiveness on the front. And when I say the front, I mean your defensive linemen. So you know you're going 4 against at least 5, sometimes 6, depending on if they leave a tight end or a running back in the game. So what do you have to do? You have to stunt or move. So you have to cause confusion between these 5 guys. So the first stunt we're going to talk about is a TE stunt. And when I use these letters, I'm talking about T for tackle or E for defensive end. So the first letter will be our penetrator. And a TE stunt, the tackle will penetrate this gap, essentially setting the edge, as we talked about in previous segments. So he's setting the edge here, which lets your defensive end, or your E, be free, right? So he can come up the field. He's going to cause some separation. But at the end of the day, he's going to wrap around here. And now you have a ton of pressure on this guard. You have a 2-on-1 on the guard, and it causes havoc in the back end. So that's your TE stunt. So now you know if you have a TE stunt, you have to have a ET stunt. And what does that mean? The first letter is E for defensive end. So you will have your E penetrate here, but now you come inside and your T or your tackle will cover your butt and he's able to wrap around and set the edge. So doing these different stunts on the inside causes havoc for an offensive line, and they have a hard time really keeping up. So 4-on-5, what do? You use your explosiveness and your pass rushing stunts to cause havoc.
Bose, players, song of the week.
Yo, I'm Patrick Chung, and my go-to song is Caroline. I listen to it in the car all the time, man. Locker room, it's a good song.
Well, we made it. We're here with...
Hurry it up, Romeo. You know my list is long.
Listen, she's been naughty. I'll tell you that right now. So
stop
just keep
true,
that in
Santa.
Mind.
We'll see then.
We'll get to the bottom of that. All right, I'll let you do your thing. You've been waiting
Thank
for this
you.
All show. In the meantime, we'll leave you guys with some top plays from Denver.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Simeon dropping back, pressured by Sheard, gets to the quarterback and throws him down. Stands in, throws down the middle for Bennett, makes the catch, runs left side 40, 35, 30. Simeon dropping back a lot of time against a three-man rush. Now he goes down as Flowers fights to the quarterback. There was good coverage enabling Dre Flowers to pick up his sixth sack overall. Takes the snap. He's looking left. He's throwing for Sanders back. Shot picks off and down the right side. Running to the 25-30. Logan Ryan to the 40. To midfield. He hurdled the quarterback and eventually was brought down by Demaryius Thomas. Sanders split left. Simeon takes the snap. He looks right. Throws to Demaryius Thomas. Open with leaping goal. And 15, no. The ball jerked free. Devin McCourty comes over and lays out Demaryius Thomas, breaking up the pass.